Our scripture that we're going to read first is from the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 5 to 11. Hear now the word of the Lord. When some people were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left on another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first. But the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nations will rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs," we'll stop there. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God indeed. So I've been asked on more than a few occasions to do a sermon about the coronavirus. The coronavirus is still a thing. It hasn't gone away quite yet. As many of you know at this point, we are in green. But it seems that though Pennsylvania and New York are doing quite well, some of the states to the south, Florida and Texas, are now where we were about a month ago. Their numbers are rising quite dramatically. In fact, Florida, I think, had over 5,500 cases one day, new cases this past week. So it's rising. And even in Allegheny County, the numbers are starting to rise a little bit with everyone coming back together. So it's not something that's going away yet. And so I've been asked the question, is this a sign of the end times? Is this one of the plagues, the portents, the diseases that Jesus was talking about, or that Revelation was talking about, signifying to us that the end times is upon us? So if we look at the scripture that I just read, which is one of my favorite. Matt, you still here? Are they muted?
Yes, they are.
They are, okay. I hear myself twice. I'm not sure why. It might just be the speakers and how close. Yeah, okay. All right, sorry about that. So anyway, this is one of my favorite scriptures because the disciples are within the temple. They've been in the temple with Jesus, and Jesus has been talking about God as his Father for ages now, and they understand that Jesus' great love for God. And so when they walk out of the temple and they turn around and look at the temple and look at the city of Jerusalem, which would be like someone who grew up in the middle of the country, you know, where the farms and the cows outnumber the houses and the people, just kind of out there. What Level Green used to be years and years ago. And then all of a sudden going to Pittsburgh for the first time ever. You remember that one comedian, Jeff Foxworthy? He might be a redneck. I had some friends who were from Timlin. Timlin was where we used to live, out in the middle of nowhere, and they visited Pittsburgh in order to see his show. And as soon as they got off of the bus and saw the buildings, they all started walking around Pittsburgh like this, with their heads up, looking and not looking where they were going. And someone in their group said, "You know, you might be a redneck if you look like us." I see that as the disciples, that they were in awe of everything that they saw in Jerusalem, the temples and the buildings and the palaces. And they were looking around, and they looked at Jesus because they were just came out of his father's house. And they said, look at this temple, how beautiful it is and how wonderful it is. And Jesus said, you know, it's not going to last. It's all going to go away. Jesus's eye was not to the present that was there. They didn't want to uplift it as something fantastic, but to put their eyes on what will come later. But this stuff's not important. This stuff won't last. And trying to direct their attention to what will matter, what does matter. And so he said, this stuff is going to go away. And they said, when is it going to go away? And so Jesus gave them a list of signs, a list of things to pay attention to. So let's, I'm going to count on my finger how many of these things pertain to us that we've experienced during just our, let's give it 5 years, past 5 years. Let's see here. So, and he said, beware that you're not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, I am he. That's one. I remember a few that claimed to be Christ. Maybe not 5 years, but definitely 20. And then we have, or people that say the time is near. Heard that one just recently. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be afraid, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, check, and kingdom against kingdom, check. There will be great earthquakes, check, and in various places famines, check, and plagues, check. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. That's a little questionable. We've had solar eclipses and things like that that people have pointed to. So it's a half check. That's a lot. I mean, I just had a list of seven or eight things. We've been able to check off pretty much most of them with great confidence. So are the end times right around the corner? Is COVID a sign that things are about to end and Jesus is going to return again soon? I try to be a succinct person most of the time. And so succinctly, I'm going to answer this question. I don't know. My answer. I don't know. Maybe. Absolutely. It's absolutely a possibility. It could also be one of my favorite signs is that if you're driving on the turnpike from Cranberry to Monroeville, you pass Harmerville exit. Harmer exit. Harmer? Anyway, you pass that exit right there on 28. And right after that exit, right before you get to the rest stop, there's a sign that says Harrisburg. It says Harrisburg, 486 miles from this point. And I look at that sign and think, so that's a really far away. Why are you letting us know that Harrisburg is 400? I'm thinking maybe there's a sign way back there. This is Harrisburg, 1,200 miles away. And then someone who's going to Harrisburg sees 486 miles away and think, wow, we're getting a lot closer. This is fantastic. Maybe that's the case. Sometimes I think maybe that's what these signs are. The sign that the end times are here and that the world has growing pains and birth pains and is yearning for Christ to come, but it's, we got a while yet. Maybe that's it. Truth is, again, I don't know. I don't know if it's tomorrow. I was talking to a pastor friend of mine and he has a theory that, that oftentimes God is at his calendar looking at the events that are coming up and has decided on July 15th will be the end of the world and marked it on God's calendar. And then someone on earth said, I know when the end of the world is. It's July 15th. But the Bible says that no one knows. So God goes to the calendar and scratches out July 15th and says, well, let's do it another day. Thing is, we don't know when the end of the world is. Could be tomorrow, could be before I finish this sermon, or it could be many years from now. But what I do know is this, on the screen, Romans 8, 26, 28. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. You see, I look at COVID and this virus, and I don't know if it's a sign of Jesus coming tomorrow. But Jesus does share with us in his scripture for us to be ready at all times, in season and out of season. And though COVID is a terrible thing, or is something that has had terrible results in our nation, in our world, it's scriptures like this. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to God's purposes. That gives me strength and hope and peace. The truth is, COVID has changed our lives and the way that we live and have made things very difficult. So much so sometimes that we see the inconvenience now that COVID has, and we forget about the lives and the tolls that it's taken on personal families. But it has been very deeply difficult in so many different ways. But the scripture gives me peace knowing that God can still work for good in those things. It's not saying that I believe that I wish for bad things to happen, that good things may come out of it. And it's not even to say that I believe God wishes or makes bad things happen so that good things come out of it. But it gives me hope to know that within the midst of this COVID that we're experiencing, that we're able to see that there are good things happening within it. That COVID's not having the last word. That God has given strength and hope and peace and has provided in so many different ways for so many different people. Lots of prayer needs to be done still, there's no doubt. We need to be used by God in so many different ways during this time. But after this passes, and I pray that it passes sooner rather than later, there may be other things that happen. Are these signs of the end times? Maybe. But it doesn't change our responsibility to continue to trust in God. To continue to know that there can be good that comes out of these things, and we can still be used in the midst of all of these things. But then there's this question, but I don't see much good being done. That also bad is happening. Romans chapter 11, verse 33 to 36. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him to receive a gift in return? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen, says Paul. We don't know the mind of God. Some things that we may not have done or see as good, God knows is necessary for one reason or another. Somehow, God has made able to work so much blessings out of so much difficult time. Take a moment to look back on your own life and the situations that you have gone through that have been awful. And what good has God brought out of those things? What good has come out of whatever it is that you have experienced? There may have been some good. I look back and I see moments of things that I wish would never happen, and I feel that God also didn't want these things to happen, but they did, because this is the world we live in. It's a difficult world. It has sin and it's not perfect. But God holds us fast in the midst of them. So even though this may or may not be a sign that Christ is coming soon, I pray that we're able to use these through the help of God for God's glory. To trust in God in the midst of these and allow God to lead us forward one step at a time, wherever God may take us. And I thank God for that completely. So I leave you. I leave you with this benediction. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast and immovable always. Oh, hold on. Of course. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Amen and amen.